Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi, here with Gianluca Mattarese. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Director of La Dernière Séance, which is the English
The Last Chapter.
The Last Chapter, which is the closing film of the Critics Week. It's basically a documentary. It's slightly more than that, because it's a narrative documentary that tells the story of a relationship between two men and of the growth of the relationship. It starts like through sexual encounters, then becomes something more, and the two of you become more than friends. Why did you choose to tell us this story in this way, with you as one of the lead actors, and which is your actual relationship with Bernard, which is the other actor?
Well, yeah. How I had the idea to shoot this film, you know, this is something that it's not in the film, but I used to date a guy. I mean, I had a relationship for 4 years with a boyfriend who was positive to HIV. And he was also, he told me his story, the story how in the beginning of the 90s he discovered to be positive. And then as a reaction, they told him, there were no three therapy at the time, they told him, you're going to last for a few years. And as a reaction, he threw himself, body and soul, as the case, into this sexual practices, as if he was like saying "fuck" to death in a way. When we dated, we didn't go we didn't do those practices together. It was a much more romantic relationship. But I knew a lot of his friends that he used to have these games with. And all these friends were all the same profile, which is Bernard's profile, my protagonist's profile. That means they were all victims of the 80s and 90s in the same way my ex-boyfriend was. And when I broke up with my boyfriend, I decided to explore myself, what I missed. And I discovered Bernard, and it reminded me of all this generation of people that I've met through my ex-boyfriend. And the way he was living sex, to me, was a photography of a period, of the AIDS crisis period. Yeah. It's not a film about sex. It's more a testimony, I don't know if you say that.
Of a
era that sometimes in the LGBTQ plus communities, we decide to take away.
To forget, to put in a corner.
And that's kind of natural. And that's what he does, also the protagonist of my film.
Actually, the Bernard in your film is a man retiring that wants to move to the last chapter of his life, and he wants to change house. So he has to choose what to among all the stuff that he collect, what to keep and what to leave, which means going through your life again. Exactly. And you had been to do this. And why do you think it was something so important for him to get rid of stuff?
I think he has a very cynical and negative vision about future, and because of the traumas he went through, because he lost two lovers. But really, when I say that, they died in his hand, in his arms.
So really,
it's very hard for me to imagine. And AIDS was really something awful. I mean, physically, when he showed me the pictures that you see in the film, I was shivering. It's really, and I understand he wants to get rid of the past. Mm-hmm. And I understand that maybe he's like a little bit of traumatized about living forever in the future, and death is everywhere. Yeah. Every sequence in the film has death. Even when we are in the graveyard, there's death, but there's also life. Like
maybe it's death and life for you. For him, is more death than life.
Yeah, and that's why
so it's more difficult to
collect this memory and to impress the film, like in the sense old way, which is not, it's digital, but it's like I'm impressing. printing its memory on my film because it will last forever. I don't want something like contradict his vision of the future of the life. But I think the relationship between ourselves, it was really unstable and disbalanced, because I think he had very strong feelings for me, real love, because I surely remind him of his ex-boyfriend that he lost. He had my age. He was Italian. He was playing games with him. And
so there was a transfer, a huge transfer.
I don't know. But I don't want to be psychoanalytical in films, because that's a wrong way to deliver a film. But sometimes the parcours,
the making of
it is a little bit of therapy. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, Gianluca. Thanks a lot, and good luck. Break a leg for the first official screening of your film in the closing night of the Critics Week here in Venice. I was with Gianluca Materese. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.